great. So, did you want? I know Whitey wanted to talk about his music. You want to talk about your CDs and things? Okay, fantastic. He's gonna tell you a little bit about his CDs.
Kind of sway easy when I want my microphone.
Tell me what kind of microphone
is. Or a C430. You want a Fishman pickup?
No.
Yeah, I want it down here.
You want
to write that at home.
Evidently, we don't want him to talk about his CDs. No, they're going to get his mic up in just a minute.
Can we move back?
Hello, out there in White Springs land. Bring that one way down. Thank you. A little bit more.
Hello.
I got a lot of me here. Carl. It's my 28th year here. Turn it down a little bit more, please, my friend. 28th year here, and this old marble stage was here when I started coming here in 1978, and I think Jack Piccolo here said he came here when this was the main stage, which has got to be at least 30 or so years ago. It's 72, I believe. Can we took this one down a little bit more? A little bit more. That's very good, very good, very good. Had a little accident this morning coming up here. Yeah, you need to turn it down a little bit more. I walked through the screen door and strained myself. Yeah. Had to go to the doctor. The doctor happened to be at the emergency room, turned out to be a proctologist. So he stuck his finger in my mouth. Yeah. All right, we're going to play some music for you now. On my far right, on your left, Mr. Walter Godwin playing stand-up bass over there. On my right and your left, Dennis Barker playing the mandolin. Over here, Jack Piccolo. And I'm the one and only. We're honored to be here on the old marble stage. It's the old Jacksonville Post Office. That's what it is. Here's a Will McLean for you about a damned old pig. There's a white hog in a hammock. I don't wish on any man. My blood knows his hurtful touches. Dark's brown and yellow sand. It was on a lonesome evening, pretty near setting sun. Wasn't thinking, I got careless, didn't even tote a gun. There he stood, his red eyes burning, slobber running down his jaw. Never seen a sight so fearful, chill me to my very marrow. Times at night, I gets to thinking, and those shivers coach my spine. I walked out into that moonlight, that old hog still on my mind. There's a white hog in the hammock. I don't wish on any man. My blood knows his hurtful touches. Dark's a brown and yellow sand. Dark's a brown and yellow sand. Wild hog. Maybe it's too much monitor, my friend. Wow. Maybe that's what's wrong. Okay, turn it down a little bit.
Monroe? Yeah. This is one of my originals here. It's called Monroe. It's about a fella that I met while I was teaching in a prison down there in Lowell. Monroe made the whiskey for old ex-sheriff down there in Lake County, Willis McCall. You probably heard about Willis McCall on PBS. He's a demon. But he loved whiskey, and my friend Monroe made that whiskey for him. He was immune to prosecution as long as he stayed in Lake County. But when he left Lake County, they framed him up out there on a state highway. A state trooper got him, and they gave him a 10-year sentence for what they said was a stolen gun. Back in those days, everybody carried a gun. We know that. And so I met him doing his 10th year on this 10-year sentence. And he got out, became my friend. We played some music together. And he got killed on horseback. So it's called Monroe, my old buddy from Lake County, Florida.
1, 2, 3.
Monroe made whiskey for the people. In defiance of the government he stood. Grew up with the sheriff of the county. Chances of his downfall wasn't good. He'd lay there in the woods and watch that groundhog. He could hear it moan and feel it shake the ground. Monroe double ran that pretty moonshine. No one knew where Monroe could be found. 9 long years in the penitentiary for the whiskey that the people love so well. Monroe swore he'd live to roam the woods again and quench the thirst that haunts a prison cell. Was jealousy of money brought his downfall? They busted him outside the county line. Framed him up and tried him with a stolen gun. On a 10-year sentence, Monroe would do 9. It wasn't just a regular kind of trial. The jury wasn't ready to decide. No evidence had really been presented. Lying witness came and turned the tide. 9 long years in the penitentiary for the whiskey that the people love so well. Monroe swore he'd live to roam the woods again and quench the thirst that haunts a prison cell. Mr. Barker. They sent old Monroe up to Rayford without a drink to soothe his angry mind. There he sat those 9 long years, dreamed about the woods he left behind. They let him out of prison last December. By summertime, old Monroe passed away. He was running 20 barrels of that Lake County corn. Drank good whiskey on his dying day. 9 long years in the penitentiary for the whiskey that the people love so well. Monroe swore he'd live to roam the woods again and quench the thirst that haunts a prison cell. Monroe swore he'd live to roam the woods again and quench the thirst that haunts a prison cell. Whiskey. Thank you very much. That's Florida folk music. When Will heard this stuff, he said, you know, that's Florida folk music there. It's about Florida. What I try to do is kind of promote our culture and defend us from the Y people, the people that migrate from the snow belt to the sun belt, the Y people, the Yankees. You know, I had to do that earlier. Why can't? Okay, I'll work on that. Okay, the Y people. Yankees. Okay. They changed Florida, believe me, they did. 50 years of Reconstruction, you don't want to hear about it. All right. But here's the attitude.
we're smarter than you are, and you're eat up with worms. That's the attitude. Okay, so we're going to run these games on you, stupid. So here we go. If the shoe fits, wear it. It's called the East Florida Blues. I've been working on these East Florida Blues. Got them in the sand in my Duval County shoes. Everybody's coming here and staying here too. If you know what I mean about these East Florida Blues. First it was the Timaquan, the Creek and Seminoles. And along come the Spaniards and took their bloody toll. Then this place got crackified with changing history. And along come the boom that brought the tourist industry. I've been working on these East Florida Blues. Got them in the sand in my Dixie County shoes. Everybody's coming here and staying here too. If you know what I mean about these East Florida Blues. Mighty loud. It's loud. Well, if you're gonna come here, you gotta know the terms. We ain't all that stupid and we ain't eat up with worms. If everything was rosy in your northern factory, I'd say Pennsylvania is where you ought to be. I've been working on these East Florida Blues. Got them in the sand in my Monroe County shoes. Everybody's coming here and staying here too. If you know what I mean about these East Florida Blues. Say when you're in Rome, you ought to do as the Romans. The same goes here in Florida for every man and woman. If you don't like our thinking or our backward country songs, I'd say up in Michigan is right where you belong. I've been working on these East Florida Blues. Got them in the sand in my Union County shoes. Everybody's coming here and staying here too. If you know what I mean about these East Florida Blues. If you know what I mean about these East Florida Blues. I got them bad. Yeah, we're okay. Yeah, I think. Am I still loud? Okay, good. Okay, great. Thank you, my friend. All right, here's one about the culture. I started talking about culture, and I got off on Yankees. But this one's about food and love. You know, Hank Williams wrote one called Jambalaya about food and love. And I said, well, if he can do it, I can do it. This is about Florida food. Daddle pepper. Y'all know about daddle pepper? How many people know what a daddle pepper is? All right, we got the crackers here with us. Good. So I don't have to explain all that. All right, Vidalia onion, you know they don't necessarily come from Vidalia. Right, you got high sulfur content, you got a Vidalia onion, and it's a 1055Y if you're ordering the seed. Order them in the summer because you're in Florida. All right, here we go. It's called What You Cooking. Are those Vidalia onions in those whippoorwill peas? Is that the daddle pepper in the soup that I see? Did you fry us a little mullet, you sweet little thing? I just can't wait for your dinner bell to ring, 'cause you know I know how good that it feels to eat until I'm full of one of your home-cooked meals. I know you know the things that you do. Keep me coming back, spend more time with you. Did you cut some curly mustards and clean them for me? Cook them up in that fat bag just as tender as can be. Break out my new cane syrup and pour it on my greens. Baby, don't you know food like this is fit for a king? Cause you know I know how good that feels to eat until I'm full of one of your home-cooked meals. I know you know the things that you do. Keep me coming back to spend more time with you. And cornbread really turn me on. Your pancakes and your marmalade are the best I've ever known. I never seen a butter bean that tastes as good as yours. If a Frenchman was to eat one, he'd be hollering, bones, yours got a rhyme. You know I know how good that feels to eat until I'm full of one of your home-cooked meals. I know you know the things that you do. Keep me coming back to spend more time with you, yeah. I know you know the things that you do. Keep me coming back to spend more time with you. What you cooking, baby?
Food and love.
Now, I've worked at the University of Florida now for, I'm going to give it up next year. I promised my fiance we're going to get married and we're going to sail away fishing. I got one more year. If I hadn't bought that front end loader, I'd probably retire in June.
You'd catch fish with that front end
loader? But there's a definite delineation among the classes there at the university. If you can afford to somehow get in those skyboxes, and I haven't figured that out at my level, they don't let the janitors in the skybox. I teach shop, same thing, glorified janitor. If you can get up there, they will bring booze to you to drink. That's called lubrication. But if you're not in the skyboxes, say you're out in the open stands, they will hurt you. And they will detain you for 48 hours while your friends pay for motels and bail and that kind of stuff so you can get back to your job. Now, if you're a tailgater, which is a middle-class skyboxer, you may drink all you want on the tailgate of your truck, on the university property. But if you're on city property, which means street or sidewalk, you will be harmed and detained for 48 hours while your friends pay for bondsmen, motel rooms, everything, bailiffs, all that stuff. And so they're missing the Monday morning where they should be in Auburn or wherever they are, too. So I wrote this song. It's called "A Proletarian Football Blues." That was funny, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you. Okay, listen, I know a bunch of really, really terrible jokes. It's called "A Proletarian Football Blues." I work hard every day, thought I paid my dues. I worked hard every day, thought I paid my dues. Till I went out to that stadium and got these football blues. Well, I took me some liquor and stuck it down in my shoe. I took me some liquor, stuck it down in my shoe. When I got out to that stadium, I noticed everything was new. Thank you.
guitar.
Got me a cold drink and a big old orange hat. I got me a cold drink and a big old gator hat. When I looked up in them boxes where them bourgeois people sat, they were drinking them cocktails, enjoying that big AC. Drinking them cocktails, enjoying that big AC. When I looked up in them boxes, they were looking down on me. Took out that liquor and poured it in my drink. I took out that liquor, poured it in my drink. Well, I decided to catch me a buzz cause I needed some time to think. What'd he say? Well, along come a police with a big old stick in his hand. Along come a police with a big old stick in his hand. Well, he grabbed me by the collar and escorted me right out of those stands with nobody back. I worked hard every day, thought I paid my due. Worked hard every day, thought I paid my due. Till I went out to that stadium and got these football blues. Till I went out to that stadium and got these football blues. Till I went out to that stadium one more time, got these football blues. Throw the ball. Thank you. All right, yeah. Real. How much time we got?
How much time?
All day.
How much time?
Johnny Bullard, how much time we got?
I got all day.
One more song.
All right. Listen, I want everybody that feels like to come up on that stage Sunday night at 8 o'clock and do the Cracker Stomp. That'll be our last song. So just watch for Whitey Markle and the Swamp Rooters and be poised to do the Cracker Stomp. Cracker Stomp.
We're gonna teach you right now how to do it.
The way that works is, I'm gonna show you right now.
Tell them about him, Whitey.
Is that a University of Florida student? Is that what you are? Are you a university? Can you hear me? My Lord. Oh, I got it. That's why they're not laughing. I got it.
Anyway. Ma'am, are you a student
Listen,
at the University of Florida?
You're all very gracious. Don't pay any attention. All right, here's what happened. I wrote this song in protest of organized dancing. Okay, I went and paid for clogging lessons, and I couldn't do it right. And what I got for my money was dirty looks. And I said, there's no self-respecting cracker boy that ought to have to put up with this. I'm writing a song that's going to change the whole dancing world. And I did. It's called the Cracker Stomp. And the way you do it, you want to try this with me. Little gator, that's right. Lift your left foot or your right, it doesn't matter, and drop it back down to the ground. That's all you got. That's called a cracker stomp, okay?
Come on, right in the marble.
That's right, right here. And you will have the honor of dancing on the old marble stage.
There you go.
Come on, baby. Come on now. Where'd your friend go? Oh, here she goes.
Anybody's welcome to do this. Yeah. This is Cracker Stomp 101.
I'm just another old cracker boy born down in the swamp. My little song gonna bring you joy. It's called the Cracker Stomp. Late at night when the moon comes out, I want to ramble and romp. My feet start to jumping up and down, and it comes out the Cracker Stomp. Hey, hey, the Cracker Stomp. From down the swamp, my feet start jumping, and it comes out the Cracker Stomp. Cracker Stomp, from down the swamp, my feet start jumping, and it comes out the Cracker Stomp. I said my feet start jumping, and it comes out the Cracker Stomp. My feet start jumping, and it comes out the Cracker Stomp.
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen.
A big round for the dancers.